This is Viewing News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that political instability in Niger, resulting from a military takeover that deposed the country's president this week, threatens Washington's economic support to the African nation.
Let me be very, very clear about this, as I have been in my phone conversations. Our economic and security partnership with Niger, which is significant, hundreds of millions of dollars, depends on the continuation of the democratic governance and constitutional order that has been disrupted by the actions in the last few days.
Members of Niger's military announced on Wednesday that it deposed a democratically elected president and on Friday named another general as the country's new leader. China has accused the United States of turning Taiwan into an ammunition depot after the White House announced a $345 million military aid package for Taipei. Taiwan said Sunday it tracked six Chinese Navy ships in waters off its shores. China's Taiwan Affairs Office issued a statement late Saturday opposing the military aid to the self-ruled island, which China claims as its own territory. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden was asked why the U.S. is helping Taiwan.
That it should have its own government. It should have the right to self-determination. And as part of that, the U.S. for years has been providing Taiwan with self-defense capabilities, with weapon systems, with planes, with even drones. And there are reports out there that some defense officials talking to other media outlets have said part of what's in this package are MQ-9 Reaper drones, which can be used for surveillance. They can be used for reconnaissance to help warn Taiwan if China is to launch an attack.
And it's VOA's Jeff Selden. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia will host a Ukrainian-organized peace summit in early August, trying to find a way to start negotiations over Russia's war in the country. That's what an official told the Associated Press Saturday night. Kingdom and Kyiv did not immediately acknowledge the planned talks. The official says a summit will be held in the city of Jeddah. The official says the summit will include Ukraine as well as Brazil, India, South Africa, and several other countries. The official added that a high-level official from the U.S. President Joe Biden's administration also is expected to attend. Russia is not invited. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Poland's prime minister has said over 100 Wagner mercenaries have moved closer to the Polish border. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Mateusz Morawiecki said at a news conference that the mercenaries had moved to a strategic stretch of Polish territory situated between Belarus and Kaliningrad. Poland's worries about its borders with Ukraine and Belarus have risen ever since Wagner Group mercenaries arrived in Belarus earlier this summer. Poland's border has already become tense since an influx of immigrants from the Middle East and Africa began in the past few years. Poland's government accuses Russia and Belarus of using the migrants to destabilize Poland and other EU countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
The historic heat wave that turned the southwest into a blast furnace is heading out, while the northeast is the next region to swelter. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's been a month of days with highs over 110 degrees for Phoenix.
Everybody just wants to be cool.
And forecasters say he's about to get his wish. By Monday, it'll still be hot, but that excessive heat streak should end with cooling monsoon rains in New York City.
Very dangerous for people. Some people die.
A Salvation Army captain monitors a cooling station. Outside temperatures in the 90s, but it feels more like 100. And this Bronx resident, Carlos Reyes, says you feel the heat more when you're older.
Not breathe the same way, so, you know, when you walk, you get a little more tired, a little more exhausted.
A cold front is expected to snap the heat before Monday for the East Coast. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Veteran law enforcer Pamela Smith is taking over as police chief in the nation's capital at a precarious time. Violent crime is rising sharply, fueled by more homicides and carjackings. The District of Columbia's Mayor Muriel Bowser and the D.C. Council have at times been at odds about crime legislation on Capitol Hill. The Republican-led House has begun citing the city's crime statistics while aggressively reviewing local public safety laws. I'm Tommy McNeil.